broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican-Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
What's up, fellas? Where y'all been?
I've been all over the map, man.
You too?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I went to Mexico a few times.
Oh, you know what? I was overseas, too.
You were overseas?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you served overseas?
No, I was overseas.
Okay.
I was on a boat over the
oh you were oh,
over no. the over the ocean.
All right, I heard it.
So technically, that would make you a seaman, right?
For 7 whole days.
Holy shit, that's a long time.
I
bro.
Know. Damn, I was crazy. A seaman for 7 days.
Damn, did you get your sea legs or what, like when your legs?
No, it's a real question.
I know.
Like when you get off the boat and your legs are still like they feel like jello and shit.
So you know what? This year I didn't feel that.
Really?
Like, the last year after we got back and we were like we docked and we were waiting for our cab, I could feel myself still kind of swaying a little bit.
Yeah.
But
shit.
This year I didn't feel that shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, it is. I got seasick though.
Really? No.
Yeah. Not on the big boat. Not on the ship. We rented a catamaran in DR, in Dominican Republic, and I got fucking sick on that shit.
Damn.
I fucked up. I didn't take my fucking pill. I took my pill.
Oh, usually you'll take
my
a pill.
My seasick pill, and not my pregnancy pill.
Yeah.
Or my plan B. I didn't take my plan B until I got on the fucking boat, and by that time, it was fucking too late.
No shit.
But yeah, it was fucking too late.
Were you drinking or something? Or?
I had one beer, and I couldn't do anything else because I was already feeling fucking sick.
Catamaran, shit. What is that? That's like one of those... Like, they have pontoons on the side of each side? No.
I don't know what that is, but...
I guess that's a pontoon boat, I guess.
That is a pontoon boat.
My bad. No. What's a catamaran?
The catamaran is the one that's like... It's like open in the middle. It's like oval, openly in the middle, and then it has like two little net areas.
Okay.
It's a sailboat, too.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, you know, get off the boat, get in the water and whatnot.
So you went into rough seas and you probably, that's why.
It was pretty rough, yeah. It was nice, but I got in the water and swam with the fishes and all that shit. But I swallowed some of the sea water.
Oh, seawater.
And then as soon as I got back in, 5 minutes later, I was fucking throwing up.
Yeah, you didn't get seasick, bro.
No.
You said you swallowed some semen.
Some fish semen. Some caviar.
Some caviar. Some fish babies.
Fuck. No, it was fucking horrible, bro.
Damn.
Horrible. 2 fucking hours and I couldn't enjoy shit. I couldn't drink shit. I couldn't eat. I just fucking threw up.
Oh.
Yeah. And then after I was done, the ship captain just threw my vomit over the water.
Oh.
Stop.
Yeah. And the fish ate it.
Oh.
He shouldn't have done that.
I mean, what else is he going to do with it?
Well, at least.
Might as well let them eat it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they ate all my breakfast. You know what's hilarious about that shit, though? Okay, so we were done, and as soon as we got back to land, and I landed, you know, got back on the land, within a minute, I fucking felt great.
Really?
I was like nothing fucking happened.
What?
See, that's great. It fucking sucked.
No, it didn't. That's great.
I mean, it's great because I didn't feel shit the rest of the day. But,
then he didn't get to enjoy the...
Yeah, I didn't get to enjoy the shit. Yeah. But you know what? My daughter, again, she enjoyed it. She got in the water. She got to swim with the fish and feed the fish and enjoy the food and whatnot. So it was
that's
a good time.
Great, man. Yeah.
Did she take a selfie with you throwing up or what?
Oh, that would have been a good picture. Wow.
There's a video out there.
Oh, okay.
You gotta see that.
And I fucking bastard, her uncle fucking recorded me.
Damn.
Like, my fucking never misses opportunity.
That hey, is man, funny. That's a memory.
I know. No, it was fun. It was a good time. There's a lot of pictures of me on the catamaran, like smiling and being like, thumbs up. But that, I'm telling them, I'm like, bro, I'm just trying not to die. I was just putting on a good face before I died. Because, okay, man, it was fucking.
Fuck. Wait a minute, you were faking it. You were faking the smiles. Oh.
No,
it was for the gram,
it
bro.
It was for the gram. It was for the pictures, man.
See, man.
The whole fucking time I felt sick. Okay, so we were in Miami. We went to Miami 3 days. We said because we had a disembark out of Miami. Mm. So we in Miami 3 days, we rented a yacht. And on that one, I took the pill fucking 40 minutes before. Mm. We were on the yacht. Fucking perfect. Everything was great. Had a great time. No issues with the fucking water. That shit, I enjoyed it. Got nice. Fucking fucked up. We ate. But fuck, DR, that shit was choppy as fuck. Fuck me up.
But you recommend that trip?
I do. I recommend Puerto Rico more.
Really?
Puerto Rico looked really nice. The downtown area, very historic. You know, it looked packed. There were a lot of people there. It looked like a good time. The tour guide that we had, we hired some guy. You know, he just popped up and he started talking to us. He was like, "Oh, I just drive you guys around. You know, $30 a person. I'll give you guys the story of the island. I'll show you where the Spanish conquered, where the U.S. came in, and where real Puerto Rico is." So he did all that shit, and then we went to the beach. It was fucking nice.
Nice, yeah. It was, man.
I would definitely go back to Puerto Rico on a trip just to Puerto Rico.
Okay, nice. Do you guys remember? Maybe not McTorious because he hasn't been around as much as you have. Mm-hmm. But we used to have like these little I don't know what to call them, like lottery systems or whatever. We used to roll up a little piece of paper wherever we want to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then the next trip.
The next trip, right?
Nice.
So everyone put wherever they wanted to go, and I put Puerto Rico, and we won. And I won. My suggestion won about 15 years ago.
Yeah. And we laughed.
You're like, Puerto Rico.
Stupid.
You laughed at my suggestion.
You're like, "Hey, man, no gag jokes." No gag system, no gag countries, man. So we drew again.
We did draw again. Dude. And I was like, "Wait a minute. I thought Puerto Rico was going to be a nice stop." And apparently I was right.
Yeah. It is nice.
See?
It's nice. The beaches are nice. The temperature of the water is perfect. It isn't hot. It isn't cold. It's fucking perfect.
Hey, when you guys were there, because my wife was telling me something that the electricity or something went out, right?
The day after. So
that was the day after.
So we left the day before. You know, it was bright. There were lights out.
Yeah, full of electricity. Well,
the currents were flowing, bro. Yeah, the day after. Oh, so shit. He told us about the mafia days. He told us about Frank Sinatra and his mafia fucking people.
In Puerto Rico?
Yeah, because they went and they built hotels over there and casinos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he told us about all that shit. He's like, "I used to be, quote unquote, a driver for some of them people." A driver, okay.
What the fuck? I thought this was just Cuba.
No. That's another part of the history. He's like, "You know, when Cuba closed its borders, everyone needed to go somewhere, so they chose Puerto Rico."
No one ever talks about this.
Yeah. That's how Puerto Rico came to be and why Puerto Rico looks a lot like Miami. Wow. Like a lot of the buildings and the streets and all that shit looks like Miami because they wanted to kind of mimic or what's the word?
Emulate.
Yeah, emulate. Fucking emulate. Miami atmosphere.
Victorious, emulate means making it look is the same as another place.
Why don't you just say that?
But yeah, good time, man. It was a good time for sure, for sure. So my time overseas, I don't know why people knock, when they have to go to overseas,
Yeah. That's because they're going to war, bro.
What? What?
Yeah, I went overseas.
Man, the only war I had was which buffet I wanted to go to.
Get out of my way.
I know. Good night. I wanted the roast beef.
Man. Oh. Well, that's great, man. I'm glad to hear it. Because that was your, the trip of a lifetime, right?
No.
Come on. You.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You know what?
Say it again. This was your trip of the lifetime.
You know what, bro? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm never going to be able to take another trip like this in my life.
No, what I'm saying is it was 11 days, right?
Yeah. It was the longest trip I've ever had. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it was big, too, because he had to fly to Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida. It was basically you had a mini trip, with a big, much bigger trip, behind it.
And then you went with a lot of other people.
Yeah, there was about 13, 14 of us that went. Jeez, yeah, nice. It was a good time. Yeah, good time.
That always sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, again, when you go on vacation, you don't really relax, right? Or at least when you go on these type of vacations, you don't relax. Yeah. When I got back, I was good. A couple of days, I was good. But I think it's finally catching up to me. I'm like, the last 3 days, I've been fucking tired as fuck, man. Tired as fuck. Yesterday, I think I fucking napped at least two or three times. I went to bed early, And then I woke up, and then I went to bed again. Today, I had to go to the office. I was fucking tired as fuck. Got home, did a little bit of work, knocked out for about an hour, got back on. And then before I came here, fucking took another fucking nap.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I'm still feeling fucking tired.
When you got here, you didn't look like you were all there. You were just...
Yeah.
You were still kind of like in, I wouldn't say vacation mode, but you were still kind of, you know, dragging ass.
Yeah, my mind was...
Why am I here?
Yeah, he did. Why am I here?
Do I, you know, can I just cancel on these motherfuckers?
He was at the door thinking that.
I was like, should I ring the doorbell?
Man. I have a Ring camera video of him just with his finger just waiting to push the button. Like,
I'm like the guy from Ferris Bueller. I know if I don't do it, they're going to be talking shit. But, you know, but if I can go home, I can go to sleep right now. I know they're going to be hounding me. And
he'll keep
listening.
Calling. He'll keep calling. So No. I feel you, though. I feel you, though, man. I went to Mexico twice. Uh-huh. So I went to Mexico to take my mother-in-law. So because she had a lot of labs that she needed to take. She was feeling sick for a long time already. Yeah. And the doctors in Mexico see her like right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll go with you. Let's go. I got my Volatis pass. I can fucking go fly wherever I want.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So like we're like, fuck, man, it is the best. This was my first trip with the Volatis pass. And all I had to do was like, because they don't charge for like a personal item.
Right, like a backpack.
But my first trip, they actually gave me a carry-on that I didn't even know I had. But I have like this one bag, and I carried my laptop, I carried my iPad, I carried all my clothes, everything. And it was still considered a personal item. Yeah. And we get there, everything's great. Volatis fucking hooked it up. I was in the sixth row. And the fucking plane was half empty. So what? I'm like, hey. And they saw me talking to her because I paid for her ticket as a premium, like on the front row.
Right, right, right.
Right? And she's like, do you want to sit next to her? And I'm like, no. I was in the sixth row. I was in that back. I was,
oh, okay.
You're, like, you're like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm watching my movies and shit on my iPad. It's fine. Yeah. But my whole point was I went back and I was in Mexico for like, I think 6 days or whatever. I came back, picked up my wife, and we went back to Mexico. And dude, I'm still catching up, man. Like my body isn't like acclimated to this fucking to anything. Like I'm still tired. I'm still trying to catch up on my work and all that stuff.
Trying to relearn your job.
Yes.
It's like what do I do?
What do I do?
How do you turn this on?
Yeah. Dude, I forgot the code to my work cell phone.
Oh my God.
Stop. To fucking open my fucking phone.
What the
fuck? So I ended up locked out for an hour.
Wow.
So by 10 a.m., I was like, all right, let me call IT.
Is it 6969?
No.
Okay.
I tried that twice. And then I was like, you know what? Let me write down what I'm trying. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I still don't remember that shit.
Man.
I don't know what happened. All that drinking.
It fucked up your brain, bro.
Oh, yeah. Drinking in the sun.
It watered it down a little bit, and I think you need a detox, bro.
That's what I've been trying, but you motherfuckers keep making me drink.
Well, we did commit to going to that comedy
show. I know, dude. If I can get back on fucking Thursday, I have to go and get trashed. I mean,
well, you didn't have to.
I mean, I didn't have to. But, you know, the situation called for it.
Yes, it did.
You know, first we went to go have sushi.
Oh my God!
So I was like, all right, let's go have sushi.
Listen, when you go to sushi and it's a quiet place, and they're cool. They're cool with you getting loud.
Yeah,
you get loud.
Yeah,
and they were fun.
They gave you guys the okay.
We didn't ask for it.
Oh, okay.
But no one came to fucking tell
to
us,
tell
hey,
you guys, hey, shut the fuck up.
You guys need
to
pipe down. Yeah. This is a family establishment.
That was fun, man. Yeah. No, I was having fun. I'm glad we didn't leave.
Yeah.
I was having a good time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
You guys were about to leave, like, sooner?
Well, I thought we were just going to eat and bail out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then we were like, well, we're waiting for Mick. I'm like, ah, fuck. And then Isabel's cousin bought us some beer.
Oh, okay.
So, fuck it, let's stay.
Chill.
We're just going to stay here till the show starts and... It was a good time, man.
Yeah, that was perfect, man.
And you showed up. And first of all, I had a beer, like a full beer. And Mick, I was like, Mick, we got beer. Show up, bro. And he shows up. And we're pouring in glasses, right?
Uh-huh. See, that's the part that I didn't know because Chili is like, if you don't show up, we're going to throw it away.
We're just threatening you.
And yeah, and I'm like, don't throw it away. So I'm like, fuck, I guess I have to chug this shit. And then then Jericho's like pushing a glass over toward me. I'm like, oh, no, I got it, bro.
look.
I'm just drinking straight from the bottle.
Look, it goes right in my mouth. Like, my lips, you know.
Yeah.
That was my beer.
See, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that because, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, oh, they're trying to get the fuck out of here. They're trying to get the fuck out of here. Well, fuck. And then later I caught on and I'm like,
We were just trying to get you there so you can partake in the good time.
See, you guys should have just told me that. I would have showed up.
No, that's bullshit. We had two full beers.
We did have two full beers. Yeah. One was yours, one was mine.
Yeah, and I gave him mine.
No,
whatever was closest to
me. I was done. I already had enough beer. Oh, okay. I was drinking the sake.
Yeah, no, he grabs the beer and he just starts chugging it. I look at him like, we're pouring it in glasses.
Yeah,
bro.
My bad, bro.
I mean, come on, man. Act your age, motherfucker.
I thought I was helping out the cause and shit. And yeah, no, and that's why I thought it was funny. Like when Jerry Key starts like kind of pushing the glass over, and I'm like,
oh. what is this clear
cylindrical?
I'm not in science class, motherfucker.
Yeah, this fucking beaker over here. Yeah, my bad, bro. I didn't understand.
No, it was fun, yeah. Man. And I think we should go there more often. They accepted us for who we were.
That was first time there.
No, I've been there with my daughter many times.
I've been there, but not like
not
that.
Like that.
Not like that.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, not like that.
No.
Yeah. When I'm with my daughter, I mean, we're like quiet.
We're fucking civilized and shit.
the lady that served us, she always serves us, and she was looking at me like,
this guy.
Who is this?
What is happening? You're normally here with your daughter, and you're quiet. You're this nice young man. Not today, lady. Not today.
We did apologize once we were walking out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Some people were having a good time with it.
Nah, they didn't care.
Yeah. The ones that sit at the bar or at the sushi bar, they're the fun people. So.
Well, they got a free podcast if you think about it.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I mean? Because we were talking as if we were on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of. Kind of.
We need to record some of those conversations.
We
sometimes.
Should, man.
We've been saying that shit for years. We've never done it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same shit.
I know. What they're hearing here is what they would have heard there anyway. So, yeah.
Good times, man.
Good times.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Well, finally.
Yeah. I bet, man.
Mentally or physically?
Physically. Like, we're fucking tired as fuck.
So you didn't get to jack off on the boat.
It's the jack off hour.
No, I didn't.
So you're catching up now.
No, not really.
No.
I don't have the energy.
See, that's what I was doing when I came back from Mexico. I was
just
trying to catch
up.
Yeah, catching up on my jack off. There's no porn over there. I mean, there is porn.
You need porn to jack off?
Yes.
Really? YouTube, Barlos?
It takes longer without it.
I have a good imagination, bro. I can do it.
Well, what you do is you watch porn, and then you turn it off,
right?
And use your imagination,
and I hold on to it.
So he saves it in his mind.
Yeah,
I don't understand you, bro.
I know. I don't understand myself, bro. That shit is weird. Like, I kind of stopped telling people that because everybody I've told, they're like, "That's fucking weird."
It is weird.
It is. I agree. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. No, the internet is so slow over there. Even in 5G, like I would have 5G's full bars. It'll be like fucking 3G speeds or probably less.
Like at this rate, I'll fucking nut tomorrow
for
and shit.
For sure, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I was resorting to reels on Instagram to try to jack off. And that didn't work because it would fucking freeze all the time.
So. Well, at least I hope it was freezing on the good part.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it sure wasn't.
Probably not even getting there.
No.
They're barely meeting at that.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome. Bienvenido. And then it freezes.
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still catching up on the.
That's good, man. But I don't know. When I took the cruise, I was masturbating on the fucking.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Where, in the bathroom or something?
In the bathroom, in the shower.
Ah, see.
See. The thing is, you know, it's a smaller bathroom. Mm-hmm. It was a new ship, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, a smaller bathroom than what we have at home. So I felt uncomfortable jacking off in the shower. You know, my daughter
like,
was always...
kind of claustrophobic and shit?
Well, no, it was more like, you know, my daughter's using that same fucking bathroom, you know? Whoa. So I'm like, I was like, nah. And you know what? I don't know. My mindset wasn't on that. It was, yeah. You know, I wanted to, yeah. I went on the cruise to kind of clear my mind and kind of like fucking just kind of like, you know, trying to start over and fucking, you know, and have a good time with my daughter, you know, make sure that she was having a good time.
You're right. Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't there. I could have watched porn and fucking jerked off, but it didn't cross my mind.
Damn it.
I don't know, man.
Do you guys ever do it just to, like, take the edge off?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I do it to take the edge off a lot of the times.
Yeah, I did it today. I was like,
I'm doing it right now.
You know, I was working, and you know how you already have it in your mind? You're like, okay, let me try to do it, and then you can't focus. You're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I need to go jack off. Yeah, but it hasn't been working this week.
What?
It hasn't been working.
Well, because it gets you tired, bro. I don't know if you know, but when you jack off every time, you're taking a little bit of protein out of your system.
Uh-huh. And that's why you have to, like, swallow it.
No, wait. No.
It's like out, then
and back in.
So then I got to digest a little bit of it. Get some protein back in my system.
I wonder if it's like 100% protein back in your system, though.
Imagine. Yeah. No, I
It's a very, it has to be a very small amount.
Yeah, for the fellas, I'm fucking joking.
Okay.
I know. Wait, no. These motherfuckers are going to be like, it didn't work. What the fuck?
Why the fuck are you? Nasty motherfucker.
Why are you swallowing your shit? Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. I think sometimes, but yeah, it does sometimes like take a little bit out of you though, man.
It does, man. Especially in your legs area. Because you start walking right after you masturbate, it's a little wobbly. You're kind of like a baby giraffe.
You're like, damn, I'm good.
Hey, does it get a little dark for you after you lose off?
You lose your sight.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
Like when you do a good one in the bathroom, it's a really good one, and it just starts getting dark a little bit.
Because that's like that ecstasy probably. You know what I mean? You're kind of like in that euphoric state.
Well, it really means that you're a little bit low on iron. You know what I mean?
Is that what that means?
That's what it means.
It's like I almost passed out.
I mean, there is a little bit of blood in that shit, right? Well, I mean, I can't afford to lose anything.
You really can't.
Can't afford to lose protein or fucking blood.
You really can't.
Fuck, man.
So that's probably why, like, the fighters, right? Like, boxers and shit, they're not supposed to have sex and all that shit, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
But I think there's some truth to it, you know? Because I wouldn't do it. There's no way you could jack off and still be at 100%.
Nah. It takes something out of you, bro.
I'm sure it does.
Hell yeah. It takes the life out of you.
Well, there's a lot of lives in that thing.
Well, not in mine.
Yeah.
mine are blank. I just spew out white shit that has nothing in it.
Dude, speaking of semen, let me transition here. Did you guys see on Instagram? So you know it's true.
Right.
They posted that now they're having fucking semen races.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that shit? And it's real because it was on ABC News.
Holy shit.
Yeah, these fucking, I don't know if they were Asians or somebody, but.
It had to be Asian.
But man, those things were flying. They were like.
But are Asians fast? Because I never see them like in a marathon or a race or anything like that. In the Olympics, they usually last, right? There's no way that they're fast.
No, I mean, they're fast swimmers.
Are they really? Yeah, but they're little.
They're really good swimmers.
They're like 5 feet nothing and shit.
No, you're being racist. Right?
No, I'm not. They're not that very tall. Okay, Yao Ming was an anomaly. There's no way that there's a lot of Yao Mings in China.
Not Yao Mings, but they're like, I mean, they breed them for the purpose of fucking becoming a swimmer or a track star or a fucking, you know, shit like that.
Now who's racist? You're saying that they breed them.
They
I
do.
Mean, I mean,
because I'm, because they're known for throwing babies away, right?
Yes,
it's like
the girl, the girls,
the girls.
I mean, I guess, yeah. They don't throw them away. They just
they drown them.
I mean, they abort them.
I'm just gonna stop because
this is gonna go to a dark.
Because we're gonna get into technical. We're not okay. You know, that's the reason why they have a declining population, right. And you know, a lot of the population is like 60 years of age and older.
That's true.
Yeah. So sorry. You know.
I know. I know.
I'm a history buff, so I like that shit.
Did you know that there's a lot of countries?
Did you know?
You know, there's at least 10 countries that will pay you to go live in their country.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
They must not know me. He's like, who invited this motherfucker?
No. You're too old. You're too old.
No, they're serious.
Or in Italy, you can go, you can buy the house for a dollar, in these little cities.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy a house for a dollar. They're fucking run down as fuck.
Yeah. So okay. You got to fix them.
You got to fix them.
Okay.
Obviously. It's not going to be a fucking mansion, fucking ready to move in and shit, but you can buy a fucking house for a dollar.
Yeah. And they'll give you a grant for like maybe like 15 euros or something like that for you to start fixing it.
So what's the purpose of that? Like just to build population?
Yeah. Or? Bring population back in, commerce, all that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. That's kind of cool.
In Finland, they have free education, free universal health care, and free education for even foreigners that move to the country as well.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk Finnish. Do you?
Okay. What do you want to talk?
I don't know.
Hungry?
Yeah. I'm always hungry. Can you imagine? No, but like if you talk Finnish, like how is that even going to sound as a Mexican? You have now you have three accents.
Yeah.
You have L.A. hood accent, which it comes out every time I get drunk. Mm-hmm. I have an accent in Spanish.
Yeah, for you, because you don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish. And apparently I have an accent in English as well.
What?
Do you?
Yes.
What?
So I went to a Dodger game a long time ago, and I was sitting in these like expensive seats or whatever. Not that I bought them, but I went down all the way to the bottom to see the Fernando Valenzuela like presentation of the number, or what do you call it? The retirement of the number?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we were about to leave, this old couple, comes down and says, "Oh, no, no, you can stay." And I was like, "Who the fuck are you?" I'm like, "Oh, shit, these are their seats." I'm like, "No, no, we're leaving." "No, no, no, our friends aren't coming, so you can stay in those seats if you like." I'm like, "All right, cool." Well, like after 15 minutes of talking to them, they were like, "You're very well spoken."
What?
And this is a little white couple. I'm like,
of course, they were being fucking racist.
Yeah, exactly.
You're well spoken for a beaner.
I can barely hear an accent, she said. I was like, apparently I have an accent in English as well.
They're like calling their friends. Listen to this, guys.
Can you believe he's Mexican?
They're like, say something. Say something.
That was the most racist thing I've heard in a long time, man.
Yeah, man. White people are crazy, bro. I remember like when my sister... Like first, I married her husband. Like he's white, and they lived in Massachusetts. So she was like she would always tell me, she's like, "Yeah, every time I go to a party, it's like I'm a fucking exotic bird." Like they're like, "Say something in Spanish," like you know,
really?
Yeah. And she'd be like,
"Tu puta madre."
She's like, "What the fuck?"
Like tacos, yeah. burrito.
Yeah, she felt like a fucking exotic bird, man. I'm like. Wow. Like that shit.
Do you want me
hilarious.
To dance for you too, sir? Yes, sir.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like I think you don't realize that you have an accent or that we have. But I wouldn't say you have an accent.
Well, we don't think we have an accent,
right?
But to them, we have an accent.
I have an accent.
Do you really?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Hell yeah, I do.
Well, I don't believe so, but they might think.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah. See, right now when I said "of course," I didn't enunciate. All the letters.
You know what? My daughter calls me out on shit. On my pronunciation on some shit. Like I didn't realize that instead of saying 50, a lot of the times I say 50. 50. 50 or something. No, I say 50.
50. Yeah.
I say 50.
Oh.
50 instead of 50.
Right.
But I say 50. 50.
Yeah, we get used to a lot of
words.
And
she's like 50.
The fuck is that,
what is
Dad?
That, Dad? I'm like, mind your business. God damn it.
What are those nuns teaching you?
The way you speak is the way I fucking taught you to speak.
Now you say 50.
I know. 50 cent.
Shit.
Oh, man. Fucking kids all trying to correct us and shit.
Oh, fuck that, man.
What the hell?
They're going to be smarter than we are.
Oh, well, I hope so. That's the goal.
Shit, my daughter's already smarter than me. I can't help her with math anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Hell nah. I don't know any of the shit that they fucking teach them. And the way that they teach them now is not the way that we learned. Remember when our parents tried to teach us how to do math and they were trying to do this weird shit? Yeah. Like, that's not how we do it, Mom. This is how we do it at our school. Well, the same shit with her.
Really? It's like, called the core system, right? Something like that?
Core?
Am I wrong?
I don't know what that is.
I think it's the core system. And they start doing some weird shit that there's no way we.
Well, first they want them to learn to do a lot of the shit in their heads, so it's a lot of that shit, and then they fucking have to fucking write. I don't know, man.
So they're not showing their work anymore.
Yeah, no.
That was our thing,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Teachers
no,
wanted
they,
us to show.
They were like, no. And if you were to turn it in and be like, no, I did it in my head. Nope, You got to show your work.
Yeah, that would suck for that smart ass kid. The one that could do all that shit in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know how to do anything in my head anymore. Because when I did it, they were like, no, you got to show your work.
Right.
Now, if you ask me what's 5 times 5, I got to do it on paper.
Bitch.
I think it's 25, but wait.
But, hold on. Let me do
5.
Give me a piece of paper and a pencil.
Explain how you're going to do 5 times 5.
I don't know, but
because it's only a 5 and another 5.
I don't know. Give me a pencil and a piece of paper.
I will show you.
I will show you because I got to show my work.
Jerry, I think you started with the wrong 5.
All right, what's 50 times 5?
God damn it. You got a paper?
God damn it, man. I have a calculator.
Fucking teachers fucked me up, man. They fucked me up.
But it's like, it's a lot of that shit, right, that we used to hear when we were going, oh, you're not going to have a calculator with you everywhere you go. Bull fucking shit.
Bullshit. I know. Now the teachers are like, well, I guess we lied to them. You know what I found to be the biggest bullshit is all of our tests, we could use a calculator, right? Mm-hmm. We could use a calculator to fucking do every single fucking test. But then when it came to like the state testing, mm-hmm. you couldn't use a calculator. Like, wait a minute. You have me using a calculator every single day of my fucking life, but when it comes to a test that counts to see how fucking smart I am, I can't use a calculator right. when that's what
yeah.
I'm used to?
Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Bullshit, man.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah. See, and I think that's what's fucked up, right? Because they didn't think about, like, you know, like, these are skills that you can learn that you're going to have access to a calculator. Right. You know what I mean? As long as you understand it and you can build on it. And because that's what learning comes down to, man.
Right.
But, you know, my wife has a white friend and
why does that sound funny?
Because, bro.
There's a benefit to having
it's always weird, bro. Like, but she doesn't allow her daughter to do homework.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah. So the teacher sends homework and she's like, no, like my daughter doesn't do homework. And so, and she's held strong to that for like 2 years already.
And is it working out for her?
Yeah, because the daughter's really intelligent and she does great on tests. Wow. And she's just like, there's no need for my daughter to come home and continue to do work. Like she's.
Yeah. That's the thing that they had that they've been trying to test out. Like my daughter, God, I can't remember the last time she had homework.
Really?
She doesn't have homework. Once in a while, she'll have to do something, but it's more of a project, not actual homework. So, and she's fucking, you know, straight A student, highly intelligent. I mean, at least I feel like she is. So.
Yeah. See, the only reason why I'm a little bit of a fan of homework is because I can see what my daughter is doing and whether it's, I can reinforce what they're doing. And if she needs support, I can help her. But, other than that, it's just like, man, it's a fucking struggle, like, for fucking kids to have to do that shit.
But how can you help them when you don't even understand how they do math anymore?
You can't even say 50 correctly.
We're not working on math.
Shit.
She's like, Dad, I don't trust you.
She's like, spell 50.
Spell 50.
Spell 50.
FIDDY. 50.
You know what? I plead a fifth.
This is Ramon.
Steps.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Add the Fellas.
All right, fellas, so there's this viral question that's been going around.
Viral?
Yeah, it's about gonorrhea. No, I'm
I don't have that no more.
You didn't bring it back?
No, I didn't bring it back.
Okay, good.
No,
I didn't get a chance to spread my gonorrhea out there.
No, so the question is about if you have 100 men versus
okay,
a silver.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to partake in this question, man. Also, questions are out.
No, it's not that kind of question.
Oh, okay.
So it's about a battle of manlyhood.
Okay.
No, wait. That doesn't sound right.
I'm out, bro.
It's 100 guys versus a silverback gorilla.
Oh, wait.
So, right.
Like and they're going to rape him or something?
I guess. If it allows himself to. So the question is, do you think like 100 guys would have a chance to take down a silverback gorilla and you can't have any weapons?
I I can do it, man. They call me a silverback.
What are you going to do, mate with it or what? You got to seduce that motherfucker.
They don't call me a silverback for nothing. I can do it. I can do it.
Damn.
Fuck. 100 men versus a gorilla. Versus no weapons.
No weapons, bro.
Just your own fucking strength and might. And
yeah.
So if they say, like, when they say of a gorilla, uh-huh. like, how many men... I don't know how to word this, but how much strength does the gorilla have?
So you know what?
The might of how many men?
So a gorilla has, a full-grown gorilla has, well, let me start off with their height.
Sure.
If they stand up on their two legs, they're about 6 feet and taller.
That's big.
They weigh about 500 pounds.
That's big.
They have the strength of about 14 human men.
Okay, see, that's where... Uh-huh. That's where my question was going.
Right.
14 yeah. men against 100 men.
What?
What?
No, that's what No. Gorilla is the strength of 14 men.
Yeah.
Okay. So against 100 men.
Yeah.
That sounds like good odds.
So you attack them with like 15 men, right?
No.
But what kind of men, though? Is it going to be like men like Victorious or
No.
Like...
Well, let's say like UFC fighters and people that.
Well, Victorious is 6 feet, like 11, right?
Yeah. Like
this one's got no athletic.
But I can still jump on his back and choke him.
Yeah,
or try to choke
but
him.
But you can't.
Why not?
Because they're fucking. They have they're pure muscle. You can't even bite through their fucking skin, bro.
Well, I'm not gonna bite them. I have a fucked up dental plan. But you don't think you can, like, put your arm around him? And...
You can't choke him out.
No?
He'll fucking go like this. He'll go behind us. He'll grab you from behind and fucking throw you on the ground and stomp on your ass, fool. Yeah.
See, because what a lot of people were saying, because, you know, it's like, it's coming out on a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are, like, saying, oh, you know, well, we can just circle around him and then rush him. And a lot of people are saying, as soon as he grabs the first motherfucker and tears his fucking head off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many people are still going to try to rush him?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, we have to have some committed motherfuckers, man. Some people that are crazy as fuck that will go at all costs.
Right.
We have to give them drugs.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Like fentanyl or some shit. Oh, or some kind of hallucinogenic.
Sherm.
What's that?
No, oh, Sherm.
Oh, Angel Dust, homes.
Angel Dust. All that shit. Because,
something.
Okay, whatever Rodney King had,
yeah,
he was on Sherm, I heard.
Like, oh, was it Sherm?
Yeah, I heard it was he was Sherm.
Okay.
Whatever it was, that gives you fucking superhuman strength. You guys didn't ever heard that?
No, I didn't know that.
So it gives you like natural retard strength? Yes.
You can say that again now, right?
Like, yeah. No, it's appropriate.
It's okay again?
Yeah.
It's okay.
2025.
Okay.
It's been long enough.
Yeah, whatever that is, man. Like, they don't feel anything. They just have all this superhuman strength.
Yeah.
So that's what you give at least 10 guys.
So he's going to be like that movie Novocaine where the guy, he can't feel any pain.
There you go.
But he can get hurt, though.
Well, of course they can get hurt, but they won't feel it until they get off the Novocaine.
Okay.
So let's try that at first.
Okay, so here's another kicker.
All right.
So there's 100 men, one gorilla. Mm. Eventually, you'd run out of real estate, though. How many men at one time can actually attack
the gorilla?
One gorilla, you know? Hmm. 15?
Maybe.
Probably 15.
So that's basically one gorilla against one man.
Yes. So it's you're kind of the advantage is one man.
Yeah.
14 against 15.
Yeah.
That sounds like good odds.
Right.
But if Victorious jumps from the top. to try to choke him out. That's 16.
So wait, but I know naturally he can't do that.
Oh, okay.
So does he take a trampoline with him?
Is that
allowed?
Well, the other like
somebody
10
give
men,
me a boost.
Yeah, somebody has to like throw him over.
I'm like on a tree and I just kind of free fall.
Yes.
I don't know.
That'll be amazing.
But if I magically do kind of land on his back, I would try to gouge his eyes, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Gouge his eyes.
Yeah. Don't get anywhere near his mouth though.
No. They will tear me up.
They will tear you up, bro. But you can get in his nose.
Just start picking his nose. Hey,
I'm sure it's annoying, bro.
Damn. But that's the thing. Like, gouge his eyes. Like, do they have fucking nut sacks? Like, can you kick them in the nuts?
They have to have nut sacks.
Right?
They have to.
Hey, you fucking grab his dick and twist it?
I mean.
Or suck it.
That's not going to be me.
I don't think it's going to slow him down.
You never know unless you try, right?
Maybe. Maybe he's never had that done to him. So.
Dude, or maybe if he nuts, maybe he'll fall asleep. Maybe.
Oh, see, now you're thinking.
Or what if it gives him extra fucking energy? Oh, what if what is the opposite for gorillas?
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Damn. I didn't think
so
about
we need
that.
To designate a gorilla sucker.
A gorilla sucker. And imagine he fucking sucks him off and swallows his protein and he becomes a gorilla. Super gorilla strength.
You got to get one of those bears from Long Beach, California, bro. Those like that's a gay area in California.
Oh those kind of bears. I'm like, wait, what kind of bear are you talking about?
There haven't been bears seen in Long Beach in probably about 200 years, bro.
I mean the gay community, they love bears, right? Those bears, they're pretty big dudes.
They're not fighters, though.
They're not, but they're big dudes, right? Yeah. They would suck a gorilla dick.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'm just saying.
But is the gorilla going to allow it, though?
He has no choice in the matter.
He won't know until he tries it.
Because you think like these men can like pin him down?
Well, look, there's going to be two dudes grabbing the left leg.
There's no fucking way. That's not enough.
No, wait. Okay.
There's got to be like four or five guys.
Okay, four dudes grabbing the left leg. Four dudes grabbing the right leg. Uh-huh. Four dudes grabbing the right arm. Four dudes grabbing the left arm. How many is that? That's 16, right?
16. Uh-huh.
And then McTory's on his back.
That's it.
Underneath him.
Dude, no. I'm going to be dead.
getting crushed.
And then there's one bear under him. Sucking his dick.
Handling it.
That's going to be, I don't know. I think it's going to work.
Man, I hope so, bro. Yeah. Man, because, fuck, I'm not, man, I could barely pin down my 2-year-old daughter, bro. She's fucking strong. There's no way I could pin down a gorilla.
Maybe McTory's not the best one.
I don't know. I'll give you guys words of encouragement and shit. Oh,
man.
We'll send in fucking UFC fighter.
Oh, man.
Fucking...
Not Cain Velasquez, right? He's still in jail?
Yeah, he got
fired. But I think they would let him out to like fight a gorilla. Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
All right. Yeah, but I think like that, if it's like a bunch of like pro athletes and shit like that, I think they can do it.
I think so. Eventually he'll tire out or somebody will tire out.
Right.
Well, for sure none of these Gen Z fucking athletes, right?
Nah, hell no.
They're kind of weak. Like, have you seen basketball recently? Like, they're fucking, like, they can't take a foul.
No, it's all flopping now.
Yeah, so there's no way that those basketball players could ever fucking fight a gorilla, right?
Not even like the soccer players. Mm. They're like little weak motherfuckers.
Yeah, they are.
How much money would they have to offer you to be part of that 100?
Fuck. If I was maybe like the fifth wave.
Like, what wave am I, right?
Right. I can't be the first wave. There's no way I'd be torn apart.
They're dead.
The earlier you go, the more money you get.
Oh, my God.
First wave gets $1 million. If you take them down, but the first wave is only 20 people.
Take them down? Fuck. The first wave is going to be dead.
I ain't taking shit down.
Take nothing down.
They're going to be more of a distraction.
Uh-huh.
Right? Tiring them out.
They're going to be like the distraction.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll send all the prissy guys and shit. Oh, my God. How do we...
To confuse them?
I know. He's like, where am I fighting here?
What if he's afraid to like get called out for like gay bashing or something?
So he's a smart gorilla.
Yeah, smart gorilla.
He's a woke gorilla. That was woke.
He just looks at him, but shaking his head.
So he's saying he's wearing Crocs.
What the
hell? My God.
But see, but how much easier would it be if you could pick up a rock or like something? You know what I mean?
At
like,
least, yeah.
But
I mean, fool, you might as well say, I can pick up a gun.
Right.
Yeah, he's done in one or two shots.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't think I would go for it. It's just, it's too much.
Not the first wave, for sure, man.
Okay, let's say they let you be fifth wave. How much money would convince you to be part of the fifth wave?
Fifth wave. Because that's like, if we're sending 10 at a time, how many at a time are we sending?
Let's go, what, 50?
20.
20 at a time.
So you're the last wave.
That's fair.
But if you're getting to the last wave and he still ain't down.
Oh, my God. That's true.
I like you. Did you think about that shit?
Is he even tired in the fifth wave?
Holy and he's probably angrier.
Right?
more
mad as fuck.
There's more bloodlust. You know how many arms he's holding in his hands right now? You ready? Come on.
Fuck. Man, I think even fifth wave, I got to get at least $500,000.
$500,000.
I mean, that's fair. It has to be payable to my next kin.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I ain't getting none of
that. You're not gonna make it out.
I ain't making it out, man. Not if he's still alive in the fifth wave.
Damn.
Holy shit, man. This was a popular viral.
It's still going on right now. It just hit recently.
Yeah.
Also is actually the one that told me about it.
So we get to fight an Oso? Because if we can fight an Oso, that'd be a lot easier.
I think we can take an Oso.
We could take an Oso.
Oso's not that strong.
Oh, this Oso?
I mean, he's 6 feet tall.
But he might have bombs.
He's 5'10". He might have a bomb.
I mean, he's a terrorist, right?
Yeah. So I'll be fifth wave because he'll blow himself up on the first.
He said, we made it.
Hey, this is Oso.
And Chavo.
And you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Hey, fellas, I have a question for you guys.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I know we've none of us have been to jail before, right?
Sure.
Mm. Right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Prison.
Right.
Not
prison.
We've never been to prison, right?
Right.
Right. No, I'm asking.
No.
No.
I mean, what kind of prison?
Anything where you have to be locked up.
Yes, bitch. You fucking forgot?
No. What?
The fuck?
Oh, shit. Okay, maybe this does apply to you, but I thought it didn't. Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay. Let's say you were locked up 10 years.
Oh, okay.
We've never been locked up 10 years for sure, right?
Mm-mm. No.
What's the first thing you would do when you get out?
Oh, get out?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like the first thing.
Wash my ass.
That's the first thing?
I don't know. Man.
No, that makes sense.
Right?
That makes a lot of sense.
Take a good fucking shower, good fucking bath.
That makes a lot of sense.
Fucking clean all that shit.
Holy shit. You're right.
That jail shit off of you and shit. I don't know.
Right. No. That makes a lot of sense because, like, even psychologically, you're, like, still in jail, so you got to brush that shit off. Kind of like a rape shower, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just, like trying to scrub off the fucking jail out of you, right?
Right.
Oh, the jizz.
Because look, I heard this one like this one guy, like he got home and he had sex with this girl for like fucking an hour or two, whatever. And
that's it.
After that, he starts saying like, "Oh man, it's gonna be great when I take my first shower." Like when you know after this,
he didn't shower first.
We didn't shower. What?
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, dude, what do you mean you didn't shower before you had sex with your girl? That's fucking disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
But. You had foresight and you would take a shower first. That's fucking amazing.
As soon as I got home, I fucking got home, fucking ran straight into the fucking shower.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was in jail for a bit. It was only 2 weeks, but.
Yeah. Said, nowhere close to 10 years, but.
It's still a long ass time.
It's still a long time.
I mean, for an individual, you know, for a pillar of the community to be in jail.
that's a long time.
I mean, at that time, I wasn't even a pillar yet. It's okay.
You were a pill.
I was a pill.
Right.
But
shower, man.
No, yeah, shower.
But my thing, if I were to, you know, be in jail for 10 years. My first thing would be to have sex with my girl.
Yeah, of course. After the shower.
No, but see, I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't even think about the shower.
I wouldn't even think about the shower,
really?
Man. Oh, yeah, man. I wouldn't even think about the shower. Really? That's how disgusting I am.
Yeah, you are.
So, what about you, Victorious?
I think I would go swing by the drive-through first, and then go home to have sex.
What would be your drive-through meal?
Fuck, man, I don't even know. Maybe a. In-N-Out's consistent, I think, even though I know it's not, like, great, but I think that would taste like home. Like, it would be like, In-N-Out.
Do they have In-N-Out in Folsom?
No.
So you'd have to drive a long way just to get to an In-N-Out.
Where the fuck is Folsom?
I don't know. Somewhere in California.
Where the fucking Johnny Cash? God damn it.
There's no prisons around here. I think the closest prison is what? Is Folsom, right?
No, the one in fucking over by Magic Mountain.
Castaic.
No, West Side or West some
yes,
shit.
Yes, that shit. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I mean, that's where
West Lake? No, not Westlake.
I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, but that'll be your meal, a fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah, I think with just, fries. Just something that just feels like fucking home, bro.
With a fucking milkshake.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll eat it while I'm having sex.
Would you save the hard boiled egg for
what the fuck?
Yeah. So meal, that's your most important thing.
I wouldn't say it's the most important thing, but I think that would be like very satisfying for me.
Yeah. Well, no, that to me that would be your most important thing. A meal, that's the first thing you would want to do.
Yeah.
For some people, it would be a beer, because they'd have like, you know, what's that, the toilet wine most of the time in jail?
That's true. I mean, if you're there for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a good beer. Yeah.
That shit wasn't on my mind when I got out.
Really?
I was like, I just want to shower.
Damn.
Get in my own fucking
clothes,
my sleeping clothes, and sleep. And I have to wake up when I'm told to wake up.
Damn. See, around here, there is a courthouse down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always see people in their jumpsuit, like a black jumpsuit.
Mm.
And I always feel
bad. What do you mean? Like jail jumpsuit?
They release them out on the street right after the court.
Really?
No, yeah. You don't. And they're in a black jumpsuit.
No.
Yes. Really? Yes, 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 yes.
What the hell?
And I often feel bad for them, and I often want to give them a ride, but I'm like, wait a minute, they're criminals.
they're like, oh, free BMW.
I forget, man.
They're like, Jesus, I try to go straight, and then you present me with a free BMW. You are the devil.
You, man, I see so many criminals walking down the street around here, man.
That's crazy. And they just give them the jumpsuit. You know what? I haven't been to too many adult courts, but I know with the juvenile courts that I go to with my kids, they've done that a couple of times when they release the juveniles like there from court, and they just give them a jumpsuit and release them to their parents.
What the fuck?
Yeah, which is weird.
But where are their fucking clothes?
At the
jail.
Why didn't they give them the clothes with them?
Well, no, that's an option. They can go back to the jail to pick up their shit.
Fuck that shit.
But
they're just trying to go.
They're like, nah, fuck that shit.
I'm just trying to keep the clothes. They got to go pick up their property later and shit.
Yeah.
But it's rare, though. Like, I've only seen it happen twice. But that's just crazy. They just give them a fucking jumpsuit. But that's kind of creepy, right? Like, you see some dude walking around in a fucking jumpsuit. Like, be like, man, he just got out of jail.
Or he just escaped.
He just escaped. Yeah.
But Cherokee wants to pick him up.
I feel bad, bro.
Hey, man, need a ride?
You never know, man. Trying to help somebody.
He like ask you what kind of insurance you got. He's like, I can't take that ride. What commercial was that?
Oh.
Freeway? No.
Freeway insurance.
Was it freeway insurance?
It was freight insurance, yeah.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious, man.
I can't take that ride.
But what if, like, when I pick them up, right? Like, I pick up the people coming out of jail. What if their first thing that they want to do is have sex and I'm picking them up? That's why I'm like, no.
So you going to let them?
No, I'm just saying. What if they want to rape me, man?
And they just got out of prison.
They just got out of prison, yeah.
So you're like going to be right up their alley, bro.
That's why I never pick up any hitchhikers, anybody
in the jumpsuit. They're going to take you to that insane asylum and fucking fuck you right in one of those rooms.
Exactly. So fuck that shit, man. Fuck that. I'm out. Yeah.
He's like, learn my lesson.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Hey, have you guys ever picked up a hitchhiker?
Yes.
How'd that go?
It didn't.
It didn't go well.
It was weird. Like, okay, so I did it once when I was a kid, right? She was old, and it was great, right? She was like 80, maybe 70, whatever, and I took her. That was the first time. The second time, it was a guy. I think it was raining. It was a guy with his baby.
Oh.
And I don't know what the fuck. I was like, hey, man. I was a kid. I was like, hey, you want to ride? Yeah. And I took him somewhere. I don't know what. And he's like, hey, man, anytime you're over here, you go to the Fat Burger, I'll hook you up, bro. I'm like, hell yeah, man. I never went. But that was like fucking like, oh, that's a, like, I did a good thing, and they're going to pay me, right?
Man, but it didn't cross your mind like bad shit that could happen?
Well, I was 19. So.
He's like, I was bad shit.
I was bad shit. He's like, I was trying to rob them.
They just didn't have shit.
Let me see how cute that baby is.
I'm going to have a new baby by the end of the day. No, but like after, like you're an adult, you're like you're grown up, you start thinking about shit, and you're like, no, I'm not going to take anybody anymore. Fuck that shit. But yeah, like it doesn't cross my mind anymore.
Right.
So you know, the other day, I think a couple of weeks ago, I talked about this. There was this old man at the post office. Mm-hmm. I went to go drop some shit off, and the old man started talking to me in Spanish, and he's like, "Oh, blah blah blah, we know whatever," and he's like, "Hey, by any chance, can you give me a ride to, you know, down the street, blah blah blah? Because I want to catch the bus, and if I miss it, it's gonna be another 30 minutes before the next bus comes around." And I looked at him, and I'm like, You look all right. Like, you won't be killing me or anything.
Oh shit.
So I was like, I hesitated, and I was like, okay, it's fine. I'll take you. But dude, I mean, you never know. That motherfucker That motherfucker could have had a gun. He could have fucking tried to do some shit. Mm-hmm. But I took his ass. And then as we're driving, he's like, "Hey, by any chance, are you driving to Pomona tomorrow?"
What the fuck?
No.
Pomona?
Pomona.
You mean Pomona Avenue in East LA? He's like, no, Pomona, the city. Like, you're like, "I'll give you gas money." You're like, "Oh, this is an electric car. You got electricity?" You got
electricity. Stupid.
I said that shit in Spanish. He was laughing. And you're like, "No, nothing."
No tengo.
Oh,
yeah, no.
And like, no puedo. No le puedo ayudar. I'm like, "What the fuck is this motherfucker?" Yeah.
Man, I remember one time, I think I was around 20, también, and I saw this girl. She was looking under the hood of her car. Uh-huh. And the thing is, like, Victorious now would be like, "This bitch is trying to set me up." Like, as soon as I get out, I'm going to have, like, three motherfuckers come out and try to jack me, you know? And that day, like, I saw her, and I was like, let me see if I can help her.
Did she have a little skirt, a little short skirt
on? No. She was dressed, like, for work and shit. You can tell. Ah. Well, what looked
what,
like.
What kind of work?
Well, no, like, she was wearing, like, all black. Like, she had, like, little slacks and shit like that.
Okay.
So I got out. And
they still
I,
fuck.
and I asked her, I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" Whatever. And she's like, "Oh, my car won't turn on," and whatever. Like, I did the typical shit where you just kind of like the battery and then you kick the tire and shit like that. And you're like, "Try it," whatever. It didn't work. And so she's like, "Yeah, you know," I'm like, "I'm going to be late for work." And I'm like, "Where do you work?" And she's like, "Oh, at the South Bay Galleria." And I was like, "I'll give you a ride if you want, you know, if that's cool." And so I gave her a ride to fucking work. She worked at Macy's and shit.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't think twice about it. I didn't think, but now it's like, I wouldn't be able to bring myself to do that shit. Yeah, I think everything is a fucking setup, mm-hmm. which is a fucked up way to think, man.
So you think her black slacks was a setup?
Yeah.
Could be a setup.
Could be.
It could be.
You could got free cologne, man.
I know. I should have been like, "What? Like,
at least 20% off?"
I'm like, "You got discounts?"
No, at least samples, bro.
Yeah. Samples. Hey.
Hey.
You walked out with a bunch of samples.
Those motherfuckers cause, like, I mean, you're talking about the travel thing?
No, the little town.
The little vials.
What if she gives you like 30 vials, bro? That's a whole fucking.
That's like a travel size. That's right, travel size.
Oh, yeah. You'd be set. You just pour them into a little bottle?
Yeah.
But no, man, but it felt good doing a good deed, you know what I mean? But now it's like, it's just the way society is now, man. I don't know if it's society or if it's me, but I'm skeptical about everything, bro.
Listen, in the 70s, people actually hitchhiked. Like, they would stand on the side of the road, and they would put their thumb out.
It's funny how this fool, he just called out the 70s. You know that was happening in the 60s and the 50s and the 40s.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't alive in the 40s, 50s, 60s, bro. I was alive in the 70s.
You were alive in the 70s?
Well, I was 79, yes.
He just made it.
I just made it, bro.
He's like, at 1 year old, I witnessed a man
hitchhiking
with his finger out. I asked my mama. I took my mouth out of her titty. "Mom, what is that? What is that young man doing?" And she told me, "That man is hitchhiking." He just got back from Woodstock.
It's true.
Fucking Jersey.
It's true, man. I remember this shit, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but people used to hitchhike. Yeah. All the fucking time, apparently. Even around here.
Even before cars.
Okay.
The
So with horse and buggies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know that. But I'm glad you knew that.
You know, I like history.
But can you believe that? People used to hitchhike like on the regular.
Yeah, I know.
And like across the country sometimes.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, okay, I have hitchhiked before.
You have?
I have, yes, what? When I was a kid. So we used to go down to watch Raider games at the Coliseum.
Okay.
I lived on like, let's say, Century Boulevard. Okay, like give you a roundabout. I'm not going to tell you where I grew up, but Central Boulevard.
Yeah. South Central, motherfucker.
South Central, right. Century Boulevard in Normandy area, right? And my mom would drop us off at the Raider Nation fucking place. What is it called? The Coliseum.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And then on the way back, we had a choice. Are we going to buy fucking AMPM hot dogs and a soda? Or are we going to have enough money for the fucking bus?
Uh-huh.
Mm. And most of the time, it'd be like, fucking let's eat, man. Let's fucking eat. And we would walk all the way back home. Okay.
That's like 50 blocks, man.
50? You're crazy.
No.
That shit was like on 23rd Street.
Uh-huh. The
Exposition, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
So that was nice. Around 23rd or something. But remember, these weren't linear like 23rd, 24th, 25th. Some of them had places.
Oh, that's true.
So it'd be like 100 blocks, bro.
God damn.
I don't know how many miles.
And you had to go through all these neighborhoods.
Oh, my God.
Different type of people. Different gangs, different sets.
Shit, man.
To that point that one day we tried to stop the cops. And we stopped the cops and the cops stopped. And we're like, hey, give us a ride home. We were on like fucking maybe like 40th Street or something like that. We were a long ways from home. And they laughed at us. They were like, are you crazy? We're not a fucking taxi. And they took off.
No.
That was fucking nuts, right?
Was it like late or what?
No, it was during the day. It was okay. So the Raiders usually played around 12 o'clock or something like that.
One.
And then by like, 4 o'clock,
yeah,
the game was over and we'd have to walk.
Gotcha.
We would get home with enough time. Like, it'd take about an hour and a half to get home. So we saw a guy with a pickup truck. And I was like, yes, fucking perfect. Like, hey, dude, hey, give us a fucking ride. Like, we'll just jump on the back of the truck. He's like, yeah, man, get on. And that's the only hitchhiking we would do. We would not hitchhike on a fucking car.
You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do a rape ban either.
Do a vape rape ban.
Free candy.
But we did get in the back of a pickup truck, and they would drop us off as close as they can. Like, hey man, this is as far as I go, and then they would drop us off like on 70th Street or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we would walk the rest of the way home. But yeah, man, I've hitchhiked home.
Damn.
And I came out fine. I didn't get raped, right?
No, as we know.
Right. That we know of, right?
No, I mean, shit.
That I know of. I could have blocked it out. No one knows. Right? The mind is a fucking miraculous thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
But no, I think I'm fine.
Damn. So,
yeah.
You have these moments, but.
Start twitching and shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. That's booty hole clenching. He's remembering something.
So lock it and snap it. All right. Man.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that was brave of you, man.
It was. It was a few of us, though. So we were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They can't rape all of us. It was a good. We had good odds.
As long as it wasn't a gorilla.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
I got a quick question, man.
What's up, man?
The other day,
What's up? What happened?
Okay. So, the other day, I was thinking about this, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's just make believe you live in this neighborhood, right?
Okay.
And
he's trying to say we're
no.
Well, he's trying to say we're poor.
No. I'm just saying no.
Make believe
because we can't afford a house in this neighborhood.
It just makes it easier to pretend, right?
Right.
And and your ex girlfriend happens to move in like two houses down in front of your house.
Uh huh.
Like you can see her house from your house.
Yeah.
What would you do, or what do you think your wife would do? Let's pretend you're married.
Does she know?
She would know.
Oh, she knows she's your ex.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
And she moves in. I don't know if she's married. I didn't think about this part, but maybe she's not married. Maybe she just bought a house there.
She's single.
I don't know. I didn't think about this part.
And she's still looking like hot.
Maybe.
Damn. that's going to be a problem.
That is going to be a problem.
That's
a problem.
No matter how fucking, you know, great you are with your wife, mm-hmm. and how fucking amazing you are, or, you know, or everything you fucking show them or do for them, the fact that this fucking chick that you used to have sex with,
right,
before them, obviously, or after, or during, or whatever,
right,
right, right, is living right there, and she's looking, still looking fucking amazing,
right,
that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but how fair is that?
To
that,
who?
That's
to
not
who?
Fair.
To you or
well, for your wife to act yeah. like that?
Well, I mean,
like
think
you
about
have
it.
No control over where she fucking buys a house. Like,
no, you
that's
don't.
That's right. That's you right. Don't. However, mm-hmm. you're gonna suffer the consequences of her fucking deciding to purchase a house right there.
You know,
and we're not saying that she even knew you lived here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You guys have been like
yeah,
in that, without communication for right. 10, 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I would tell my wife, let's go tell her to move. Let's go ask her to move. You know what I mean? Like,
why don't you just go put like a burning tea in her in front of her house so she can move?
Yeah,
for time, for tramp.
No, time to move.
Yes.
Oh, tea for time to move. Yeah, I hope she can figure that one out. Sir, that is a hate crime. No, it's a tea for
it's
time
a tea
to
for
move.
Time to move.
Hey, hey, and you know what? You're right. You call her Trap.
Yeah.
So she could, yeah.
It's a tramp.
T for trap, man. You never know.
Yeah.
That'll be rough, though, man.
That's a
for
tough
your,
one.
For your wife and for yourself.
Right.
You know, oh, go ahead. Go
because
ahead.
If the tables were turned,
yeah.
and let's say your wife's fucking ex-boyfriend moved across the street.
And he looks hot as fuck.
He looks hot. Oh, has a nice fucking car.
Glutes mm-hmm. everywhere. Everything.
He fucking oils himself up every Saturday. Yeah.
To fucking wash his car.
God damn it.
Sexy motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
God.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
I think women have more self-control than we do.
Do right? you think so? I hope so.
I think so. Right?
Yes. You would hope so.
I hope so.
Knowing us, we'd probably be watching that motherfucker more than her.
I know.
Like, what's that motherfucker doing?
And your wife is like, what are you looking at? Nothing.
We got the fucking crackhead blinds and shit.
What if he works out in his garage?
And it's open?
And it's open. And he always opens the door.
Well, you know, at that point, you got to join him. And get as buff and as sexy as he is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing.
Right.
Yeah. So in that sense, your wife is going to have to befriend your ex. In order for her to fucking feel comfortable, because you know if you befriend her, it's less likely that she's going to want to try to fuck you.
Okay, but now let's say your wife is asking her all kinds of questions.
But why is your wife doing that?
Because she knows that was your ex-girlfriend.
But why is she doing that? Why?
Because that's she's like she's torture. Asking you intimate questions about you, like
but
how you were.
What does it matter? That was before. That was a before time.
And then they both look in your direction and start laughing.
He still does that?
Yeah.
That's torture towards you.
I know. And then she comes back and she's laughing.
Like, it's Sherry knows.
And she's like, your ex-girlfriend's really cool.
What'd she tell you?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Oh, by the way, we're going to brunch tomorrow.
Right.
Mimosas. Oh, shit. See, all you can drink mimosas.
That's funny, man.
So it started out as torture for your wife, but it's really torture for you.
Yeah, it is.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. Unless you end up fucking her. Then it's like,
yeah.
Now you gotta hide that shit. You gotta play the fucking God.
It can't end well.
There's
it won't.
No way.
It's not gonna end well. It's gonna end where you're gonna end up living in that house.
So I'm moving.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. You know what I noticed? We didn't even talk about the comedy show. We talked about the sushi place and the beers and
that's right.
And the reason why we were there was because we were going to the what was it called? The Perrito Tour.
That's right.
Yeah.
And while we were out getting fucking wasted on a Thursday.
Was it really a Thursday?
It was a Thursday, bro.
Dude, we're fucked up.
Yeah. No, it took a while to recover, man. That's crazy.
Well, shit, I had only been back from overseas for like 3 days, man.
Is it overseas?
Yeah, man. And so for those of you that don't know, the Perrito Tour, that's with Concrete, Jerry Garcia and Duno.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jerry Garcia wasn't able to be there. He had some kind of like family emergency, but yeah. It was a good time, man.
It was, man. I got to be, well, not me, but I got to take a picture with Concrete. I'll probably post that on the Ask the Fellas if my wife sends it to me.
Oh, you did take a picture with
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I took a picture with him.
I think Barlos did too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you really? Yeah, oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
I'll just cover my face.
Yeah, I'll cover my face too.
You know who surprised me? Duno. I didn't think Duno was gonna be funny, and he was pretty funny. I think he had some good stories.
I think he was funnier than Concrete, honestly.
Concrete. Yeah, it wasn't that funny.
No, Concrete was funny.
He was funny in his own way, but he wasn't as funny as Duno.
Yeah.
Like I enjoyed Duno's set a little bit better.
Well, Duno, I think, has like a comedy background. And Concrete is an Instagrammer that became a comedian.
Right.
And to be an Instagrammer, to become a comedian, comedy's hard, bro.
Karma chameleon, baby. We're going to get Boy George.
But comedy is hard. No, There's no way. And he did. I think he did a great job.
No, he does great, bro. He does great. But you know what a lot of people don't know is that Concrete has a long history of like music and stuff.
No shit.
Yeah, so he in a couple of interviews he's like people think I just got into the game doing these fucking stupid Instagram reels. He's like I've been in the game for like 12 years.
No what is he way. Doing? What do you mean by music?
Like I think I don't know if he was doing like producing and shit like that, like, and I think he would even maybe rap or some shit. Like he was in it.
Oh no shit. Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, he was in it, man. And then this whole comedy thing hit for him on Instagram and it just kinda spiraled from there, man.
Well, yeah, shit, which maybe he found his calling with the comedy though.
I mean, you know, and they got their own little tour now and he's like the main it's safe to say he's the main one, right?
Because
Perrito tour, that's his thing.
Yeah,
but no, I had a good time, man. It was fine.
Yeah, I had a really great time. I was sad that Jerry Garcia wasn't there because I think he's the funniest one of them all.
Yeah, he was going to be the highlight for sure.
Yeah, but last time he was there last time as well, and you know, like they had a big fucking draw. But it was a good time, and I think we had a great time. Did you see fucking money fucking coming down from the
sky?
Yeah. It wasn't a whole lot.
It wasn't a lot.
I mean, they could have, you know, done a little better, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, I walked away with like $6, bro.
Shit. I gave it to him.
Jericho gave it to me.
He still. It paid for my fucking Supuro at the sushi plate. Right?
Dude, man. But, you know,
so that wasn't the first time they had a comedy show there?
No, that was the second time that I know of, for sure.
No
For them?
Yeah.
Ah. And you know who else did a great job? The host, man. Shout out to the host.
Edgar
Rivera.
Rivera. Oh, my God. That dude is hilarious.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was funny as fuck.
Puerto Rican guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only part that I was like a little, that I thought was a little much was the gay dude. I think the gay dude went a little too much. Like I can go for gay humor.
Why? Because you could.
It was no, but it's like
when you went home and your wife was trying to suck your dick. Yeah, you're like, no, don't do it. I remember the gay guy.
I'm like, fuck. All I can think about is this fool. Like, I think it was just too much. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, when you kind of linger on a joke and it's just kind of you beat it to death and shit.
Oh. I thought it was fine.
He was funny, but
I mean that's his fucking that's his
shtick.
Yeah,
but you know
shtick.
That's his fucking shtick.
No, shtick.
Shtick, motherfucker.
Like a fucking Hispanic, right?
No.
But you know what? Like to give you I don't know if you've ever heard Narciso.
That's
like
Narciso's, the dude.
Narciso's gay and tells a couple gay jokes, but. But that fool is funny as fuck.
Hilarious,
like Narciso.
Bro.
Narciso.
He was there. They called him up for a little bit. Oh, the gay dude. And then he was around like when we were sitting upstairs.
Oh yeah. He's like, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
He's gay as fuck.
No, of course he is. Yeah. No, he's gay as fuck.
Yeah. Narciso is funny as fuck, man.
Funny but, dude. That dude is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, but the Perrito tour, man. It was funny, man. And I think if Jerry Garcia was there, it would have been the cherry on top, for sure.
That was a good time.
Was,
man. And then I went on stage.
Oh shit.
That's right,
dude. I was like, was I that drunk that I remember Barlos on stage?
It's because nobody was going up.
So
Barlos was on stage.
Yeah, so they were doing a live fucking podcast after the fucking comedy show, and then they called up this chick, and they wanted a single fucking dude to go up there, and nobody wanted to go up. And then I was like, ah, should I go up? Should I go up? And then, you know, Izzy B and Chili and her cousin, they were like, just go. Just fucking do it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take the fucking, what do you call it? The fucking.
The sword?
I'm going to take.
You're going to fall on the sword? No.
The bullet?
Take one. I'm going to take one for every motherfucker here, man.
You should.
So yeah. I went on stage.
Well, you were the only single guy in the audience.
Of course.
Yeah, everybody
right?
else was
Everybody
up.
Else is fucking, you know, wifed up or yeah. fucking whatever, right?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm guessing, man.
So I went on stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, you know, the girl, the she didn't like me.
Well, it's not that she didn't like you. That bitch, she had weird expectations.
Yeah.
She's like, stupid.
She wanted the 666.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted the guy to be 6 feet tall.
Yep.
That's not
Barlow's.
In that room. Come on.
I mean, come on.
We have Victorious there at 6'11".
Man. And he's fucking married.
He's married as
fuck. I didn't want to go up there.
Right.
That bitch was ugly.
Right.
And on top of that.
She wanted to do like with a 6-inch dick.
No,
no, no. She said a big
large
dick.
Oh, big dick. So she was like a 6'8".
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She wanted a 6'8".
Well, I mean, a medium dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So no.
So no. And then she wanted somebody with 6 figures. Which you're gonna clear that.
That's the only thing I have.
I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I ain't 6 feet. I ain't no big old dick. So mm-hmm. I just walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that bitch was delusional, man.
She did.
And and as soon as she said that, I was like, that's why that bitch is single.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
That is why she's single.
We all thought that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
they're like, there goes Barlos walking out of her life.
No, forever.
She could have had a great life.
Yeah.
She could have moved across the street from Jericho's house.
Yeah, man, but shout out to Barlow's, man. That shit takes guts, man. And because you know you're gonna go up there and you possibly gonna
they're gonna talk shit.
They're gonna talk shit.
They talk shit about my capri pants.
Why were you wearing capri pants?
Because they're fucking fashionable, motherfucker.
It's the trendiness.
I know, man.
I know. I know you were coming from a freaking cruise.
Yeah. So my ankles are still hot.
They were still stuck in Miami.
He said I had a Jesus shirt on.
You did. You did.
Oh shit! I missed that one.
Like, what the
he
fuck?
Called it a Jesus shirt.
It was just open on the top a little bit.
It was a Henley, right? That's what the shirts are
that's
called.
They're called.
Yeah, they're called Henleys. Yeah.
Like, what, dude? I could have talked shit about him, like,
you
dude.
Could
but you're sweating your ass off. Right? Like, why are you wearing fucking a jacket, thick ass pants, and a hat, and you're fucking pouring sweat?
I know.
But I didn't. I just let him have it.
No, it was
fun. You got
it was
to,
fun.
Man.
It was
fun.
It was a good time, man.
Yeah, it was great.
You know what? And then the other one was that Barlow's got to ask the Ask the Fellas question.
Oh, that's right.
That was good.
I got to ask, if you could, would you suck your own dick?
And what was the consensus? What did they answer?
They said, would I? I already have, motherfucker.
Yeah, so it was an absolutely. Suck their own dick.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Shomar, dude, come on. Just do it.
Yeah, he's falling behind, bro.
Yeah, you're behind the times, bro.
You got to do it.
Well, you got to help him. You know that, right?
We'll help
what
him.
Do you mean?
You got to be like
help
behind.
Him be like more flexible
you
and shit?
You have to push him until he can reach his own dick.
We need to create a wormhole where he can put his head through the wormhole and straight to his crotch.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because right? He can't be that flexible, right?
No.
Not at our age.
And he's not a big dick either.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast. You are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here.
Already?
Dude. We've been recording for like 20 hours.
No, we haven't been recording for 20 hours. 20 well, hours.
It's time to go, man.
I
I'm
know,
tired.
I know.
I'll come back next week. I promise.
Are you sure?
Like, we'll do two in a row at least.
Are you
what?
Sure?
Yeah. I have a break from school. So
nice.
No school next week.
Okay. You're still in school, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, hey, ChatGPT.
Is that working out for you?
Cool bot.
Yeah.
Grammarly.
He says, so far, so good.
So far, so good. I'm a 4.0 student. I mean, on a row.
Do you use Scantrons and all that stuff?
Nah, it was all fucking
this
funny.
This was a Scantron.
I hate that shit. I still have dreams about Scantrons. Bro.
And make sure it's a number 2 pencil.
Yes, exactly.
Because it won't go through the machine. And you fill in the rectangle fully. Don't put an X.
My God. I said, Sass, man. But I'm glad you're enjoying school.
Who the fuck said I'm enjoying it?
Well, you're still in there.
Well, yeah, but fuck, I'm not enjoying that shit, bro. Hate it.
Well, then don't go back.
Well, I mean, I have to.
Okay.
I have a promotion coming up after. Okay. More means more money. Shit. Fuck that shit. So I gotta do it. I gotta keep going. But yeah, fellas, good time, man. You know, I've been missing a bit, but
a
little bit.
McTorris, tell him how much he's been missing.
Just a little bit.
A medium bit.
Just a medium bit.
Hey, but when I come back, it's just right.
It's just right. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Good times, fellas. I'll be back next week for sure.
Okay.
All right. So with that, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Nice, nice, man. Good fucking show. A lot of good laughs, man. Just picking it up like we never left. Yeah. Welcome back, Barlos, from your trip. Always a good time to have you back, man.
Yeah, man. Being overseas, you know, it takes a lot out of you.
It's not overseas.
I was overseas. I was in the ocean.
Okay, you were in the ocean, but it's not overseas.
It is. What do you mean? Okay, explain why it's not overseas.
I mean, were you at war or what?
It's because typically when people say I was overseas, and you went for the military. You're like, I went on a cruise.
You're like, oh, where did you serve? Oh, serve? I mean,
they served me.
Where was I served?
It was all inclusive.
I was in the Lido there.
Right, no, we went to the Greek place and the steakhouse.
Exactly.
what cruise line was it?
MSC. It was a new ship. It's
nice.
The MSC World America.
Was that their maiden voyage?
It was a maiden voyage.
Yes. I would stay away from that if I were you, bro.
No, it was great.
I mean, you heard of the Titanic, right?
Yeah. Wait, was that the Titanic's maiden voyage?
That was the maiden voyage of the Titanic.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I
was. But that shit was made of aluminum, you know?
Still.
You know, these ships are made stronger. Right?
They called her unsinkable.
Yeah. And this one, they called it sinkable. Yeah, World America, the most sinkable ship.
What the fuck?
That's what we have. The little
rescue lifeboats.
Lifeboats on the side.
their slogan is like, don't say we didn't tell you.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Man. Dude, have you guys seen that joke about that they were saying, like, if trans people were on the Titanic? And you know how they were like, they're like, women and children first. And then, like, the fucking women that transed into, like, men, like, would they be like, oh, I'm a woman. Nope. The hell you are, motherfucker. Like, the fuck out. You know, but, yeah. Dun-dun-dun. Anyway, man, thanks all you guys for listening, man. Love you guys. A special birthday shout out to Lady Fella Claudia Zambrano.
Ooh,
yeah, Zambrano. Shout out to you. Happy birthday. Woo! And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want to tell you guys about a little show called Dope Thief. Did I tell you about it any time?
Dope
Thief.
Dope Thief.
Dope Thief.
Thief?
No?
With a fitty?
With a fitty.
Dope Thief.
I've never told you about this show.
No.
Okay, I don't remember where it's on because I've been drinking. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I've been drinking a lot. Barlow's made me open up a bottle of mezcal.
I know.
Yeah, that was good, mezcal.
It was.
I really wasn't enjoying the bouquet of it. And when I say bouquet, like the smell of it. Mm. But it was really good mezcal.
Oh, I thought that was like a fancy word for bukkake.
No. Bukkake. No. But Dope Thief is a show about these two guys.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, may be the guy from Narcos. Like the one that played Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
It looks like him. I don't know. I haven't done the IMDb yet. Mm-hmm. But these two guys pretend to be DEA, and then they go rob people that are fucking dealing drugs.
Oh, shit.
And then something goes wrong. It's fucking amazing. It's a good fucking show. It's in its first season, and I think it's on Apple TV Plus? Maybe? I don't know. But it's really good. My wife enjoyed it. She hates TV series, and she started watching it, and she fucking got me into it.
Nice.
And I think you guys should watch it too, man. It's fucking amazing. So that's the recommendation for this week. I highly recommend it. Like everything else that I've ever said, forget about it. This is a show that you should watch.
I have a quick recommendation.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's on Max.
Oh, okay. I love
it's
Max.
It's called Common Side Effects.
Never heard of it.
It's an animated series, but it has a true storyline to it. It's about the mushrooms. So it's about this guy that finds a mushroom that cures everything.
Wow.
It even brings you back to life.
Or it
keeps you from dying.
Oh, I remember this. Oh, like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. He's like, you grow.
Yeah. And you can throw fireballs out of your ass.
Nice. Yeah,
exactly. So it talks about, it's about that shit, and it talks about the pharmaceutical companies, how it's their job to keep you sick or their job to kind of keep you healthy enough where you continue to buy their drugs to keep them in business. So that's what this fucking show is about. It's a really good show, first season, and it's great. It's a great show. Common Side Effects.
Common Side Effects.
Okay, perfect. Nice. All right. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind it.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática, los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. We'll be right back. pido disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto.